The Big Old Brigade Protection. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. USDA and the livestock industry are among partners in efforts to keep foreign animal disease threats out of our borders with strategies such as detector dogs at U.S. airports and port facilities. Rod Bain has more.
The Beagle Brigade over the last month has been getting some much-deserved publicity.
Joe Cool.
Well, yeah, but while that particular beagle is combating the Red Baron, his canine cousins trained at the Agriculture Department's National Detector Dog Training Center in Georgia have been making our borders safe from incoming pests and diseases by sniffing out prohibited ag products, like one such beagle at Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson Airport did by finding a roasted pig head. Recognizing the importance of the Beagle Brigade's daily duties is Liz Wagstrom.
Those beagles are our first line of defense. We have a lot of international travelers who are coming from a lot of places that have diseases we don't want, and they may not know that they shouldn't be bringing in meat products. They may come from a culture that feeds meat scraps to pigs, so we need to make sure that that first line of defense is in place.
The chief veterinarian of the National Pork Producers Council says over the next year, her organization plans to work closely with USDA and its Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service and Customs and Border Patrol to beef up the Beagle Brigade.
Do we have all the beagles we need? What are the barriers to having more? Is there anything we as industry can do to advocate for increasing the number if we need to?
Wagstrom says the Beagle Brigade is just one part of what she calls a three-legged stool, consisting of prevention, preparedness, and protection that will be needed to keep the threat of African swine fever away from our nation's pork producer. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.